This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for August 8th. Although Deborah Dahl still faces two felony and 19 misdemeanor counts of cruelty to animals, she was scheduled to receive all but 14 of her dogs, rabbits, and livestock back today. A total of 94 counts against Dahl were dismissed in Columbus County District Court when the District Attorney's Office failed to get a continuance on August 4th. Because the charges were dropped, an order was issued to return the animals to Dahl's Hallsboro home. At least 14 of the dogs died either during transport or while being treated for chronic health conditions. Animal Protective Services had to close at noon today to help with the transfer. We have much more on this developing story on our website. Officially, 2.75 inches of rain fell in Whiteville on College Street during Wednesday's storm event. The reports from across the county ranged from 2 to 6 inches in other areas. The brief torrential rainstorms caused flash flooding in a number of areas. Several businesses near the Washington Street and Powell Boulevard intersection in Whiteville were damaged. The Food Lion North Shopping Center received so much water that a dumpster floated into the parking lot. Cottonwood Trace in Tabor City flooded, and residents downstream along the Waccamaw River are currently eyeing the rising waters. Thankfully, no significant rain is expected for several days. Some flood relief is a little bit closer for parts of Whiteville. City Council on Tuesday will get an update on an agreement between the city and R.J. Corman Railroad to improve drainage along Canal Street. City Manager Darren Curry said in a memo that officials have submitted all the necessary paperwork to get permission to go under the railroad. As soon as that application is approved, the city will begin enlarging the drain tiles to improve drainage. Curry also said that Whiteville is looking into other funding sources after $5 million in federal money was frozen for the Motley's Branch project. Whiteville City taxpayers can now pay the city directly rather than going through the county. The city rejected a new offer from the county earlier this year for tax collections, opting to do the work in-house. The first city taxes for the 2025 year have been collected. City Manager Darren Curry said that bills will go out next week, but residents can ask staff to look up their amounts due and just pay them at the city hall. More than $2.5 million in unpaid wages, commissions, and other cash benefits have been recovered by the State Labor Department during the last fiscal year. Labor Commissioner Luke Farley said that the amounts ranged from as little as $50 to $347,000 for a group of 25 workers. Farley campaigned on a promise to speed up backlogged wage disputes. Transformation Church is collecting school supplies and gift cards for children every Wednesday and Sunday. Bring the donation to Transformation at 9938 James B. White Highway South and stay around and enjoy a special worship time as well. The Museum of Natural Sciences in Whiteville tomorrow will host a program on dragonflies with Chris Goforth. It'll be from 2 until 4 p.m. After the presentation, there will also be an activity about moths. Both events are free. Don't forget the mud event is coming up on August 16th as well. That's going to be fun. The museum can be found at 6415 South Madison Street in downtown Whiteville. Call 910-788-5100 for more information. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.